station.
It's 13 minutes to 5 o'clock. I'm joined on the line by Tamim Khunu. He's the spokesperson for the Department of Public Works. Mr. Khunu, thank you very much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it. 12 of the staffers who were implicated, I suppose, in some of the impropriety in the Department of Public Works with regards to the Nkandla security features have now gone to work. Tell us the circumstances that led to that.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
There was an agreement between the employees, their representatives, and the department. There was a settlement that was reached, and that is why they are back at work.
Care to tell me the nature of the settlement, Mr. Khunu?
Unfortunately, I would not be able to do that because of a clause that was agreed upon between the employees, their representatives, and the department. So there is a clause which says that the agreement is confidential.
So the disciplinary hearing took place over how long, Mr. Khunu?
The disciplinary hearing started in 2014, and then it was obviously put on hold to hear an application by three media houses to access the hearings. And once that was dispensed with, the department, the employees, and their representatives decided to have an in-house departmental process, whereby there was this agreement whose contents are confidential between the department, the employees, and their representatives.
I'm sure you'd appreciate, Mr. Khunu, obviously, that because those media houses did not have access to those confidential discussions, that because this issue became so big, as you probably understand, that many people would be interested to understand what exactly were these 12 employees charged for, and why is it that it appears, and perhaps you could correct me if I'm wrong there, that it appears that nobody has been held accountable for, except perhaps for the president himself, in that he's had to pay some money, but nobody has been held accountable from the Department of Public Works side for what happened at Nkandla. Would you agree with that sentiment?
You are saying that, sir. I'm not saying it. What I'm saying is that the disciplinary hearing really centered on the officials not following correct procedures regarding procurement, project management, and supply chain management. And because the issue was between the department and its employees,
yes,
that is why the discussion was between the department, the representatives of the employees, and the employees, and they agreed. The settlement entailed a lot of things between the department and the employees. So it's not as if people have gotten off scot-free, but the issue is that the agreement itself is confidential. We cannot disclose it.
So,
because there was an agreement between the parties involved.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So if I understand you correctly, Mr. Khunu, you are saying to me that the arrangement or agreement that the department has with these workers fundamentally has nothing to do with the public, for that they ultimately serve, and therefore the public will not be allowed to understand what were the parameters that brought about this kind of settlement. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
No, you're not hearing me. I am saying the department charged its employees with those charges that I've mentioned.
Yes.
And then there was a process. And then there was a process which led to an agreement between the employees and the employer.
Yes.
Because the issue was the department was not happy with the employees, whatever they did,
yes,
or they didn't do.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that there is an agreement between the employees and the employer.
Yes.
And the agreement itself stated that it could not be disclosed because it is a confidential agreement between the employer and the employees.
Understood.
And the representatives of the employees.
Understood. Final question from me, Mr. Mkunu. Do you perhaps sympathize with the sentiment that is coming from the public that is saying that it appears that not enough accountability was taken specifically by the Department of Public Works with regards to those improper forms of conduct for which those people had been charged? Would you agree with that sentiment?
The Department of Public Works took full accountability and the agreement that it reached with its employees took into full account the sentiment that there should be consequences for whatever happened.
Tamim Kunu is the spokesperson of the Department of Public Works. Thank you very much for your time, sir. All right. Let's take